Hi everyone, Andrew here again, just out and about for my lunchtime walk. See, I'm just crossing the bridge here at Eco Park. Very noisy, I hope you can still hear me. Yeah, it's time to get up and out and get it done. Do something today to improve my tomorrow. What can be measured can be improved. And it's a nice day to get out and about. I've had a great morning, just given a golf lesson. Did some staff trainings yesterday, so I'm all pumped, I'm all focused. I'm just going to get a bit wobbly as I go down the stairs here. But yeah, we're coming into another weekend already. I can't believe it. You know, January's flying by already. What's happening? Amazing. Yeah, so lots of things going on in terms of work. Lots of things going on in terms of my health and fitness. You know, doing the Apple Fitness Plus dances, the meditation sessions. Lots of changes there, which are good changes. Sticking to a lot of things that I'd started last year as well, following my routines. You know, consistency is the secret to a lot of things in life, and in particular health and fitness, and in my case losing weight. I'm now into the 85, I'm actually 85.9 kg, so I'm in the 85 kilogram range, which is perfectly on target. And yeah, it's nice to be that weight. I've not been that weight for many years, so yeah, very happy with that. And just enjoying the journey. And that's, like I've said, that is what it's all about, isn't it? Getting up and out and doing things, but making sure you're doing things that you enjoy. You know, I'm not really pushing myself beyond what I enjoy doing. You know, having a 10 kilometer walk in the evening with my family, chance to catch up, watch some soaps on the TV as we're walking around. It really doesn't feel like any effort, which is great. And at the moment, I don't need to make any more effort. It's just keeping the consistency and just keep doing the same things that are working over and over again, and monitoring them and seeing if there's anything you can add in, like the dancing. You know, got home from the 2-hour walk last night and did an hour dance exercise. I split it into 2 30-minute sessions. It was fabulous. So Apple Fitness Plus is certainly a new thing for me, helping. You don't need Apple Fitness Plus. You can just do it on YouTube, pick up a dance exercise, just listen to some music on Spotify, whatever it might be, and off you go. But the, I suppose the formula of the Apple Plus is good. You've got something to follow when you're doing the dance exercises, and it doesn't matter if you can follow it well or not. Just get your heart rate up and do burn some more calories. It's all good stuff. So weekend's coming. What are you going to do today that's going to improve your tomorrows? What are you going to do over the weekend that's going to make a difference in your life towards the goals that you're setting yourself for 2022? How are you going to be? What are you going to think about? How are you going to feel? What would you like to feel? How would you like to think? You know, doing some of those exercises is important, isn't it? If you want to feel confident, imagine yourself confident. How would a confident version of yourself be walking, talking, speaking to yourself in your mind? How would that be? And let yourself go there. Just imagine that now. And whilst you're imagining yourself being more confident, brain and body are linked, you're going to start to stand a little bit more confident. You're going to start feeling more confident. And you're already on the way to being confident. So I chose confident as a word. It could be anything. It could be calm. It could be focused. It could be resilient. It could be anything that you want to feel. Just imagine a version of yourself already being that thing. Imagine yourself floating into that version of yourself and seeing what they see, seeing what they hear, and those feelings, and bring it into yourself. You can do that, or if you want to learn a new skill and someone else is particularly good at it, you can imagine that person doing that skill that you want to copy or emulate, and just imagine floating over into that person and actually becoming that person in your mind, watching what they do, seeing what they see, hearing what they hear, feeling what they feel, and allowing yourself to emulate the moves. It might be a golf swing, it could be something to do with business, but you're just taking a role model and becoming that role model in your imagination. Looking forward to the start of The Apprentice, which started last night in the UK. But because of the time difference, I'll watch it later on today. And also, I believe the new Dragon's Den series began yesterday. Love those two programs. Really get you thinking about stuff, not just business, but it's, you know, psychology involved in those businesses when they're setting up new businesses, or they're after money from the Dragon's Den, or they're having to do the activities in The Apprentice. It's all great, entertaining television, but it's also thought-provoking. So that's it. I'll be watching some of that later on tonight. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to my family walk. Looking forward to continuing this wonderful lunchtime walk. There's a nice breeze. I've got the t-shirt on today. So it's a great day. What are you going to do today to improve your tomorrows? Get up, get out, get it done. What can be measured can be improved. Have a truly awesome day. I'll see you again soon.